Perek Yud, Halacha Hey. Kesha al gabe kesha, a double knot. Kosu aposkim sheyesh li zor shlalikshoy velo lahatir kesha al gabe kesha. Av kasha koisha oisel is man kotsa. Shun shizel kesha amitz, ve efshe duhu maisa uman, sheinon rabikim man nikum maisa uman. A double knot. The poskim bring down Hashem the shilte giborim, and they said they want to go and be choishes for his shita, that a double knot may be a maisa uman, maybe a professional knot. For any double knot we take on lechatchila, one should not do it on Shabbos. I mean, even though it is a man katsa, you do it for a short time. According to Rashi, it would be muta. But since we are worried for the Shitta Rambam, Shitta Rambam says any maisa uman, even if it is man katsa, the halacha is, it is osa midrabanan. So any double knot, even if it's made for a short time, then it would be problematic according to the Rambam. We're worried maybe it's also considered a maisa uman. Uvamokam sa muta lahati kesha ze. When it there is a mokum sa, when you got a problem, the person may disturb a person, if it's disturbable, then you're allowed to do it. The Chazanish takes on that, he says in the footnote, that really a knot, double knot is not considered a kesha al gabe kesha, it's not considered a proper kesha, kesha maisa uman, it's not considered a maisa uman, but the minik is like that. So it says the Chazanish, if so, the minik is like that, the mokum when he got tzar, but mokum when it's painful, when one disturbs him, then one's allowed to take on the lenience. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that the kesha al gabe kesha, the Ramah takes on that kesha al gabe kesha is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't exactly say like the Chazan Ish that it's only a chumra ba'alma, but it's understandable from the Mishnah Berurah. We take on lechatchila like the Shulta Gebarim. The Shulta Gebarim really holds that's a proper maisa uman. It is a professional knot. We take on lechatchila to consider it as a professional knot. But we take on like there are more, but more concern when it is painful, if it is painful or it is very disturbing, we're allowed to take on the lenience, that double knot is allowed to undo on Shabbos. Of course, to do a double knot, one doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. Why should one have to do it on Shabbos? So we're discussing more the opening from the knot, because the same as making a knot is also a problem to open the knot. So opening a knot on Shabbos from a double knot, but makom tzar, when there is pain, we allow you to do that if it is kesha, agabe kesha, a double knot. Shiras mitpachat roish, sefof, to go and do a tichel, to go and tie a tichel, a kerchief. Yesh ma'achrenim shekosvu, shetzuche isha lizoya, shlelikshoy mitpachat roish, bekesha agabe kesha, av shedata latire b'y b'yoyim. Vze api amavua b'sif ha'koidim, on the dad kama g'dole ha'yua l'hati b'ze. Since we learned before that a kesha, a double knot, is problematic, that some achrenim say, therefore, if a lady goes and does on her tichel, on a kerchief, she goes and does a double knot, one should be careful, even if she does it less than 24 hours. But the Gedolei Ha'Yirah wants to say that it is allowed. Why? Because the normal way to do it is not to do it with a strong knot. Even one does it in a double knot, one does it in a double knot in a way one can open it easily. So the Poskim wants to say that one's allowed to open it on Shabbos. That means to do it more than 24 hours, you'll have a problem. If it's done more than 24 hours, you'll have a problem. Because it's not the problem for Maisa Uman, it's not the problem for professional knot. It's a problem, a knot which is made more than 24 hours, maybe as Man Ben Noini, which is also Midrabanan. But we're discussing if you did it only for less than 24 hours. Less than 24 hours, if it is not a professional knot, according to Rashi, is allowed, and according to Rambam, it's also allowed. So if one does that for less than 24 hours, then the poskim say one doesn't have to worry about the Shulte Giboyim, who says a double knot is a knot. since we took on also before that double knot is only considered not lachatchila, we take it on like that. Therefore, if you've got it in a way which is loose-ish, like you've got on the tichol, the Gedolei Torah wants to say that you're allowed to open it on Shabbos. If zayin kesha al gabe kesha shenasim me'elov, if a double knot is made by itself, Mishnah Skavin Nasim Aniva al gabe kesha. Somebody wants to make a bow on a knot. Kvisha motzi be kesha nalaim, like one does with one's shoes. Now, we have to know, a normal shoe, a person makes a knot and then on it a bow. The first stage, which one puts the string one on top of each other, is considered a knot. Like a double knot is when you do it once inside and then on the top, on the second time you do it on top of it. And that's called a double knot. So the first stage is also considered a knot. So the person does the first stage, which is considered a knot. Then he does on top of it a bow. We learn Be'ezus Hashem the first knot is not considered a knot klapei hilchos kesha on Shabbos because it's opened by itself and it's got no kayoma. So it's not considered anything. But if you do on top of it a bow, then we'll learn later on if you're allowed to do it or not. Now, we want to know if he did a bow on top of the knot, and because it got mixed up, istapcho aniva v'nepcho lekesha al gabi kesha mutal atiyoi. If you wanted to make a bow and you got tangled and it came out a knot at the end of the day, like it's quite frequent when it happens to one's shoes. One wants to make a knot and then a bow, and it lips up, it came out a knot. Then you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to open it on Shabbos. Look at Aura. So again, the whole reason why we're worried about double knots is because we take on Lachatchila, the Shulti Gebari. Now, double knot, we are worried maybe it's considered a knot which is made professionally, a professional knot. Now, in such a case, says the Chaznish, you didn't do it on purpose. You didn't do it on purpose, there is no minik, says the Chaznish. Therefore, one's allowed to open it. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't take on so much like the Chazon Ish, that we say it's only a minig ba'alma, but in such a case, when you didn't have an intention to do it, then we take on also that a person makes a knot without intention, he's allowed to open it out on Shabbos, because it was made without intention. Oh. Then the Chiddush is, even if you wanted to go and make your shoelaces for more than 24 hours, then you would think that since it came out a knot, a double knot, more than 24 hours, even that's allowed, because this more than 24 hours is not made the kavona. You didn't make a double knot more than 24 hours. You made a double knot for less than 24 hours. You didn't want a double knot altogether. So it's considered you made a double knot for less than 24 hours, and it's considered that it's not a knot altogether, not a knot from kesher, which you're not allowed to open it. We allow you to open it on Shabbos.